Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show as we kick off our 16th anniversary. That's right. 16 years ago today, basically today, what is, yeah, pretty well, this on this day of the month, this week, this Monday of the week, of the third week of November, 1997, we started doing the show. It was actually the 17th. It's actually the 17th of November. This is the 18th of November, so in 16 years, that's how it worked out. But this is our 16th anniversary, kicking it off. And it's a big milestone for me. If you've heard me talk about over the years, if you've heard me talk about the challenges, if you've heard me talk about dealing with you know, getting a new business out of the ground, you know, I started my then you know how big a deal this anniversary is for me. And I suspect when you have yours, it is for you too. I hope it is. I hope you don't let those milestones go by. That's what we're going to talk about for a few minutes in this segment. You know, I had been a consultant to small business owners for several years. Had my own consulting business prior to starting this media company that I call this called Small Business Network. And I decided that I wanted to speak to more than one person at a time. And so I started this, doing my radio show. Started broadcasting November 17th, the very first time, 1997, and it's grown since then. We've accomplished a lot. I've conducted about over 4,000 live broadcasts since then. I've conducted over 16,000 live interviews. Think about that. You know, when I tell people that I do over 1,000 live interviews a year, it blows them away. Most people don't do that kind of, most people don't work that hard. Someone asked me one time, you know, why aren't there more people doing this? And I said, well, I don't think they want to work this hard. And, you know, a 2-hour radio show 5 days a week is no small task, but I love it. I wake up every day excited about doing it because I get to talk with some really smart people, our Braintrust members, and we get to visit with my heroes, small business owners. That's right. That's you. You're my heroes because of the way you, the work that you do. You inspire so many people, whether you know it or not. And that's the reason why I encourage you to celebrate milestones. I really encourage you to identify the anniversary of your company. The first year you've been in business, celebrate it. Your first annual anniversary, the second, the third, the seventh, the 13th, I don't care. Every year that it comes around, celebrate that milestone. Let your customers know about that. Let your employees know about that. It may not, you know, maybe nobody will make it as big a deal as you make it, but nobody will make it a big deal if you don't make it one. I can tell you that. You've got to be the cheerleader of this day, of this week. You can make it, you can celebrate an anniversary, just a regular, like the 16th anniversary, you can celebrate that for a month, especially if you're in retail. And a major milestone, like the 10th or the 15th or something like that, you could do that for the year. You can dine out on that one all year long if you want to. We're celebrating our 16th year in business, our 15th anniversary, and you can make a big deal out of that. Get some excitement going. Let people know that you're excited about being in business, that you love doing business with them. Make sure your customers and your prospects know about this. Let me tell you another milestone you might want to think about. Try to figure out when your customers first did business with you. You probably got some records. You probably go back to an invoice or something and find out when their anniversary is and let them know about it. send them a letter and say, hey, you probably didn't know it, but this month, 5 years ago this month, you first became our customer. We want to thank you for that. And then maybe do something special for them. Anything you can do, my friends, to let people know, to let the marketplace know that you're here. You're not even still here. You're putting notches in the marketplace. You're notching out success. You made it another year. And I'll tell you something else, folks. In the last 5 years, surviving as a small business owner out on Main Street is no mean feat. It's an accomplishment. And you should be proud of yourself. And you should, and you know, one of the things about small business owners is we don't, it's not our nature to brag or to be, to put on those kinds of airs, so to speak. And I understand that, and I appreciate that, and that's one of the things the world loves about you. But it's when you have milestones, you got to do it. It's okay. People expect it. People like it. Your customers love seeing you be successful because they haven't thought about it. It never occurs to them that you're not going to be there. It never occurs to them that they're going to want to bring their laundry to you, their dry cleaning to you, their car to you to get work done, or to go eat with you, to eat in your restaurant, or to come to your retail shop, or to buy something from your manufacturing company. It never occurs to them that you're not going to be there. But you know what? You might not be. And the reason you are there when they come back is because of the way you ran your business and because of the relationship with them. They gave you their business, which helped you survive, helped you thrive, helped you grow. So celebrate these milestones with your customers like I'm doing with you. Thank you, my friends, for joining me over all these years. Thank you for reading my newsletter, which goes out. This is also the 16th anniversary of my newsletter. 728 consecutive, never missed an issue, Small Business Advocate newsletter since 1999. We have not missed an issue since that week, this week, 14 years ago. Thank you for being a loyal subscriber. If you're not, I hope you'll go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and subscribe to my newsletter. Please do that today. I think you'll like it. But we're celebrating that milestone. Find your own milestones, my friends, and turn it into an opportunity. Turn it into a way to strengthen the relationship that you have, not just with customers, that's a big deal, but with the marketplace, including your vendors and including your employees. Happy anniversary. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.